Good afternoon. I'm DeCarlin Seawood, City Manager. Thank you for joining me today for this year's State of the City Address. Before I begin, I'd like to recognize a few individuals, including several who have joined us today. Mayor Buffalo, City Council members Nick Knoth, Andrew Wehner, Roy Lovelady, Nick Foster, Don Waterman, and Betsy Peters. I would also like to thank several council members who have played an integral role in our success before they transitioned off the council. I want to thank Pat Fowler and Matt Pitzer for their service. Additionally, I want to take a moment to extend my sincere thanks to all our department directors and our staff members who make the city what it is. This is my second State of the City address in Columbia, and if there's one thing that you know about me is that I'm rarely the loudest person in the room. For that reason, I'm going to keep today's address short and sweet. My intention is for you to take away the highlights of the many great things the city has accomplished this past year and to understand our priorities as we move into 2024. In July, I will deliver the budget message. During that time, I will delve into the details of our financial outlook, changes for our budgeting process, and specifics for funding for various initiatives. Today is a chance for me to brag about our staff's many accomplishments and our great community. This year, we've seen a lot of exciting growth. Fiscal year to date, the city has platted more than 400 residential lots and have many more in the pipeline. We've also seen many new businesses come to Columbia. Our business license office has already approved 371 new licenses and have more than 170 licenses pending approval. That means more than 500 new businesses will call Columbia home. While we still have work to do, we've made great strides in bringing jobs to Columbia, situating our community as a thriving manufacturing environment and working to position our community as a competitive employer. During my previous State of the City address, I stated our employees are our most valuable asset. And this remains true, because without our staff, there are no parks, there are no utilities, there's no one to respond to our emergencies. Over the last year, city leadership has remained focused on compensation and benefits for all our employees. As of today, we're only a few months away from having a completed classification and compensation study to present to the City Council. This study, conducted by our consultant Siegel, reviewed total compensation compared to our market competitors. A properly designed, maintained classification compensation system will ensure our efforts to recruit and retain highly qualified workers. I want to thank our staff who have been incredibly patient throughout this process. Despite the fact that the city faces staffing shortages across almost every department, staff has been working to maintain a high standard of service. As each of you know, the city is not alone in struggling to retain staffing. But while we're still working to recruit employees, we have been able to fill leadership positions that play an important role in ensuring that the city is moving in the right direction and to help build our culture. Around this time last year, we were searching for directors for human resources, public works, parks and recreation, IT, and a fire chief. Since then, I've been able to fill each of those positions with experienced and passionate staff members. They are the reason why we've been able to accomplish so many things over the last year. And in May, I brought a new member of city leadership on board. For the first time, the City of Columbia now has a diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. This position is dedicated to looking at city's practices both internally and externally. The first challenge is reviewing how our internal practices impact equity within our organization. Following a comprehensive review of our internal processes, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer will then look at how our practices impact members of our community. I'm so excited to see how this position will impact our work and bring new and unheard voices to the table. While removing barriers is the most important step in getting citizens involved, education is similarly important. In fall of 2022, the City of Columbia introduced its first Civic Academy. This interactive program allowed residents to meet with staff, learn about the city's different service lines, and how they impact our residents. Our residents were so excited about our first Civic Academy that our inaugural class was filled within one day. After receiving tremendous feedback and support, the city added a spring session and will celebrate this graduating class in June. It is my hope that these residents now feel more empowered to become involved in the city's programs. I hope they encourage their friends, their families, and their neighbors to do the same. As the city grows, we are expanding infrastructure to keep pace. In October, Columbia Regional Airport opened a brand new terminal. Community members, elected officials, and even Truman the Tiger helped us celebrate the grand opening of this economic driver. In this new facility, you will find modern amenities that you would expect to see in airports in much larger cities. And travelers no longer have to walk through the rain or cold temperature to board their planes. Additionally, this new terminal will help us better support local businesses and stimulate our local economy. In just a few short months, the Columbia Fire Department will have a brand new fire station on the south side of town, Fire Station 11. This station will allow the department to maintain its critical and timely response in our quickly growing area of our community. Additionally, the acquisition of a new fire station on the east side of town is underway. In January, Columbia Parks and Recreation received a generous donation of 201 acres for the John W. Osball Park. This park, located on the intersection of Vandiver Drive and Mexico Gravel Road, will be maintained as a green space and nature area, providing a beautiful space for residents to enjoy. Members of our community will also notice upgrades to our park system. This spring at Cosmo Park, the Tot Lot, a playground for children 2 to 5, was replaced with new equipment, and the fitness trail was also resurfaced. Aging shelters at Lamb and Buford have also been replaced. Improvements like this to our many parks help make certain that they will be a resource for Columbia families for years to come. Upgrades also ensure facilities continually modernize. In 2022, golf carts at the Lake of the Woods golf course were converted from gas to electric power. And a fleet of golf carts at L.A. Nichols golf course will also be converted to electric power by the end of 2023. By July, the expansion of the MU Healthcare Pavilion at Clary Schley Community Park will be completed. This grant-funded project will provide covered space for all 96 vendors at the Community Farmers Market, a staple for many Columbia residents and an attraction for our visitors. As Columbia expands, the city's Economic Development Department works incredibly hard to bring new employment opportunities, including manufacturers, to Columbia. Swift Prepared Foods has opened its newest facility, Principe Foods, which produce high-quality Italian meats. Company executives were joined by local, regional, and state leaders as they cut the ribbon on their new facility on April 6. The company invested more than $200 million in this new 325,000-square-foot facility located on Paris Road. Principe Foods has already created 100 new jobs in the region and plans to hire 200 more people over the next year. Equipment Share, a nationwide construction solutions technology company headquartered in Columbia, announced in November of 2022 that they'll be expanding. This expansion will include new headquarters and technology development center. This represents an investment of approximately $100 million and the addition of more than 500 jobs over the next 5 years. Construction of the new campus has already begun. READY, our Regional Economic Development Corporation organization, newest initiative in partnership with Downtown Community Improvement District and the Central Missouri Community Action, is a retail incubator called the Shops at the Sharp End, located at the corner of 5th and Walnut. This initiative intends to embrace the rich and vibrant history of the Sharp End and nurture minority business enterprises as they begin to flourish in our community. The retail incubator program will provide workshops, training, business coaching, and access to resources. As Columbia continues to grow, we continue to see an increased demand for social services. One issue our community is facing is homelessness. This is a topic where we're making progress, but we know there's a lot of work to be done. For years, the city has partnered with community organizations like Room at the Inn, Salvation Army, Turning Point, and many more. These organizations do fantastic work, but have limited resources and manpower. So far this year, we have spent more than $400,000 in funding to our community partners that are providing services to the unsheltered. And we have budgeted more than $1 million for social services. In October, the city purchased the Ashley Street Center, formerly VFW 280, for approximately $865,000 for an overnight warming center. This is the first full winter that Room at the Inn had a permanent location. And staff saw an increase in the number of people utilizing that resource. Now that we're in the warmer months, we're making updates to this facility. Newly added showers will provide a place for people to refresh. An upgraded kitchen will allow staff to prepare warm meals, and a newly paved parking lot will allow Go Como buses to continue to service this facility. For the first time this winter, the city partnered with Turning Point to provide additional space, which helped us secure a warm, safe place for anyone in need. We look forward to continuing our partnership with these organizations and their volunteers. When we talk about homelessness, it is essential to note that housing is another barrier that many in our community face for a variety of reasons. Lack of affordable housing and other obstacles make it very difficult to get out of homelessness. While historically the city and other organizations have focused on providing shelter in the colder winter months, the city is now looking to utilize resources and partnerships to provide shelter year-round. Outside of shelter, we also need to explore ways to make permanent housing more easily available and affordable for all our residents. Through the American Rescue Plan Act, the city has provided funding for projects that will make affordable housing more easily available. In February, the council allocated $2 million of home ARPA funds for the Columbia Housing Authority's Kenny Point project. This new development will include 24 affordable housing units at the corner of Sexton and Garth. The new housing will primarily benefit individuals experiencing homelessness and individuals at risk of homelessness. Additionally, in April, the council appropriated $2 million of ARPA funds for the Columbia Housing Authority's Park Avenue project. This project will replace existing housing units that were constructed in 1964. The project will include construction of 79 units of various sizes. Projects like these help us close the gap for those wanting to plant roots in Columbia. One of the things that I find most impressive about Columbia is the passion our community has for volunteering. So many residents here give back to help keep Columbia beautiful. Each year, the Office of Neighborhood Services coordinates hours of volunteer work, and we have seen those hours gradually increase since the COVID-19 pandemic. Volunteering provides many benefits for the city, and volunteers tell us that they're motivated by public service, opportunities to be outdoors, and opportunities to make an impact on sustainability. There are a few numbers that I think deserve to be highlighted when we talk about our volunteers. In 2022, more than 6,000 people volunteered with the City of Columbia, sharing more than 30,000 hours of service. During that time, they maintained 92 Adopt-a-Spot litter control areas, 104 Adopt-a-Spot beautification areas. In 2022, they also picked up more than 8,000 bags of litter and recycled more than 3,000 gallons of paint and adopted more than 16 miles of trails in Columbia. In April, more than 1,500 volunteers registered to pick up litter at more than 100 locations along streets, trails, streams, and in our parks as part of Clean Up Columbia. This is the 27th annual citywide cleanup event. Please take a moment with me to applaud the work that they do. One of the things that I feel often gets lost in the shuffle of the city is the various awards that we receive each year. These awards highlight our staff's ability to excel in public service and in their respective service lines. There are a few standout awards from this year that I want to highlight. In March, Water and Light earned the Energy Star Sustained Excellence Award for the fourth year in a row. This award highlights Water and Light's long-term commitment to fighting climate change and protecting public health through energy efficiency. These initiatives also help us reach our goals outlined in the Climate Action and Adaptation Plan. Also in March, the Finance Department received the Government Finance Officers Association's Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for the fiscal year 2023 budget. In order to receive this award, the city's budget had to satisfy nationally recognized guidelines that measure how well the budget serves as a policy document, a financial plan, an operation guide, and a communication device. If this is not impressive enough, this is the 27th year that the Finance Department has received this award. I am so impressed by the work that we have done to receive recognition for, but now I want to shift focus on some of the initiatives that we plan in the upcoming year. Go Como, our bus system, will undergo a comprehensive transit study this year. This study will consider strategies to increase public transit ridership and make public transit more practical and attractive option. This study will help us find new ways to reach staffing levels that will help keep schedules consistent and evaluate the expansion of new service to areas of Columbia that need public transit the most. The expected completion date for this study is the summer of 2024. Traffic crash fatalities have been on the rise across the country since 2020. In 2022, 9 people in Columbia lost their lives and another 57 were seriously injured. Although Columbia has not seen the increase that some cities have seen in traffic crashes are preventable. And there is no number of injuries or deaths that are acceptable. As an early adopter of the Vision Zero approach, Columbia remains committed to increasing safety for all our road users. We would like to see an increase in the number of people walking, biking, and taking public transportation. We will continue to work to reduce the number of traffic fatalities. This year, the City of Columbia received $1.4 million in grants from the U.S. Department of Transportation to study and address road safety. The city will use this money to conduct studies that will fundamentally change transportation and bring us closer to our goals. This funding will help us find ways traveling around Columbia can be made safer, with specific emphasis on safe walking, safe biking, and public transportation. This work will include updating our complete street standards, developing a map to inform people where the most pedestrian-friendly routes can be found, and studying traffic signals to determine how to make them safer for those who walk and roll. These studies should begin later this year and will help shape our traffic safety work for years to come. Coming to Columbia 3 years ago as a deputy city manager, I was surprised to learn that trash is one of the most contentious issues in our community. Who knew that road carts would be the issue that divided the community the most? That being said, after several years of discussions and changes, road carts are coming. In March, the City Council voted to implement automated collection. Automated collection will be a much safer process for employees in our solid waste utility. This move to automated collection will allow us to keep the staff we have and ensure better working conditions. I know that change can be scary, but I assure you the city is committed to making this transition as seamless as possible. The city solid waste utility has budgeted for a consultant to assist with the transition. City staff and volunteers will work closely with our residents to answer questions and to walk them through the process. Due to deferred costs of replacing vehicles and the savings from the city no longer purchasing the city logo bags, we have enough money in our budget to cover the cost of conversion to automated collection. More importantly to our residents, the change will not impact the base rate, but will still incentivize residents to reduce waste by using a usage pricing model. Residents can receive a 65-gallon cart for no extra charge and can choose whether or not they want a 35-gallon or 95-gallon cart for an adjusted cost. You can see the breakdown of those on the slide behind me. This change will go into effect early 2024. Earlier, I spoke about the city's Civic Academy, where residents have an opportunity to learn more about how their local government does for them. This year, the police department will be unveiling its own opportunity for learning called the Columbia Police Department Citizen Police Academy. This course will allow residents to take an even deeper look at the work the department does. The Citizen Police Academy will include doing a ride along with an officer and learning more about what it means to protect members of our community. Applications opened on May 5th, and the first class of the academy will be on June 21st. I encourage all our residents who are interested in learning opportunities like this one to expand their knowledge about public safety in their own community. Beginning in 2024, the city looks forward to hosting a series of exciting events. The Columbia Conventions and Visitors Bureau, Columbia Sports Commission, and local partner organizations submitted proposals to the Missouri State High School Activities Association for 4 local competitions that were all awarded. These competitions will be held in Columbia into 2029. Columbia will host the State Basketball Championship, State Boys Wrestling Championship, State Cross Country Championship, and a State Music Festival. Altogether, these events alone are expected to have a direct yearly economic impact of more than $6 million. Events like these stimulate our local economy and introduce people to our amazing community. These visitors eat at our restaurants, shop locally, and stay at our local hotels. It is my hope that some of the families, business travelers, and individuals who have stayed in our hotels will make Columbia a regular stop during their travels. With all that being said, I think it's fair to say the city is strong and growing rapidly. With growth comes many challenges, some of which we're still working to address. The city continues to battle vacancies, which have led to us making some difficult decisions. We continue to work with our partners to address issues like community violence and homelessness. We can get lost focusing on growing pains, and understandably so, there are complex and important issues our community face. But despite these challenges, we still can accomplish many great things every day. I do not want our staff or our community members to forget all that we are capable of, especially as we have faced existing and new challenges head on. I'm proud to be part of a group of passionate and intelligent people, and I'm incredibly thankful for the support so many of you give the city and myself every day. I look forward to seeing what this next year can bring us. And as I wrap up, I want to show a video highlighting our amazing community.
What makes Columbia great? We are welcoming, inclusive, vibrant, resilient. We are stronger together. We care about the well-being of our neighbors, family, and friends. We pride ourselves on making Columbia a welcoming place for everyone. Despite challenges, we have and will continue to achieve amazing things. We face adversity together. Today, we're providing new avenues to grow minority-owned businesses. We've established our city as one of the best places in the Midwest for startup businesses to thrive. We're expanding to keep up with the growing needs of our residents and finding new ways to empower citizens to become involved. As we move into the next year, we will identify solutions to local issues. We will find new ways to prevent and reduce community violence and help our neighbors who are experiencing homelessness. We will work to make the city of Columbia an employer of choice. It won't be easy, but we are not alone. By partnering with our community, we will make positive strides towards success. Together, we will push forward to achieve our shared goals. Together, we are COMO.
Thank you so much for joining us today. City Manager C. Wood will be taking questions from our media partners in 1A just outside of the council chambers in just a few minutes. Thank you.